سورة البروج.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات البروج. واليوم الموعود. وشاهد ومشهود. قتل أصحاب الأخدود. النار ذات الوقود. إذ هم عليها قعود. وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود. وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد. الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض. والله على كل شيء شهيد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. والسماء ذات البروج. By the sky containing great stars. And by the promised day. And by the witness and what is witnessed. That cursed were the companions of the trench. Which trench? Containing the fire full of fuel. Who are these people? When they were sitting near it, near these trenches, filled with fire. And they, to what they were doing against the believers, were witnesses. Meaning, these trenches, filled with fire, they were throwing believers into them. The entire society was behind this crime. This was a genocide. We learned that some people, they believed in Isa alayhi salam. This is an incident that happened after Isa alayhi salam, before Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the people who believed in Isa alayhi salam, in his teachings, the king of that time forced them to renounce their religion and threatened them that if you do not do so, then here are these trenches that are filled with fuel. If you do not renounce your religion, then you will be thrown into these trenches. You will be burnt alive. You will be thrown into fire. And that is what he did. When people refused to give up their faith, they were thrown into the fire. In hadith we learned that it is reported that a woman with a baby was also given the choice. Give up your faith or you're going to be thrown into the fire. So she was hesitant over there. And her child spoke, her baby spoke, telling her mother, do not give up your faith. Choose fire over the faith. And that's what she did. And this happens all the time. Allah says they resented them not, except because they believed in Allah, the exalted in might, the praiseworthy. Today also there are many people who are persecuted simply because what? They believe in Allah. They choose Islam as their religion. Perhaps they're not thrown into ditches of fire, but fire is bombarded on them. It is thrown on them. And the Prophet ﷺ prepared us for this. He said a time will come when holding on to iman will be like holding a burning ember, like a burning coal, piece of coal. Just imagine, if there is a piece of coal on your hand, it will burn as long as you have it on your hand. Just like that, a time will come when as long as you're Muslim, as long as you believe in Allah, you will be persecuted and you'll be tortured. So what are you going to do to avoid that persecution? Give up your Islam? No, you're not going to give it up. Those who are intelligent save their iman at every cost. They don't sell their faith for a few dimes in this world. Why? Because they know that Allah is the one to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. And Allah over all things is witness. Indeed, those who have tortured the believing men and believing women and then have not repented will have the punishment of hell. And they will have the punishment of the burning fire. Because they burnt others, they persecuted others. So for them is burning and persecution as well. Unless they repent. Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, they will have gardens beneath which rivers flow. That is the great attainment. Indeed, the vengeance of your Lord is severe. Indeed, it is He who originates creation and repeats it. And He is the forgiving, the affectionate, honorable owner of the throne, effector of what He intends, the one who can do anything He pleases. Here, a beautiful name of Allah is mentioned, Al-Wadud, the one who loves, the loving one. He loves His servants. He is the owner of the great throne. The skies and the earth belong to Him. Everything is His. And yet He loves His servants, those who worship Him, those who happily and readily obey Him, those who prefer Him over others, those who sacrifice for His sake. Allah loves them. The Prophet ﷺ said, when Allah loves a servant, He calls Jibreel and He tells him, I love this servant of mine, so you also love him. So Jibreel loves him and mentions him amongst the carriers of the throne, and they also love him. And the dwellers of the seventh sky hear of him, so they too love him. Then the dwellers of the next sky and the next one, they all hear of him and they also begin to love him until he is known in the sky of the world and he is loved over there. And love for him then falls, it descends in the earth too. So the dwellers of the earth love him too. You see, when a person obeys Allah in ease and in difficulty, when he controls his nafs and prefers Allah over himself, then Allah will also love him. When a person will surrender himself to Allah, when we will make ourselves for Allah, when we will dedicate our lives for Allah, when we give ourselves to Allah, then He will also love us. So this should be our dua. Oh Allah, love me too. Oh Allah, love me. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْجُنُودِ Has they reached you the stories of the soldiers, those of Fir'aun and Thamud? But they who disbelieve are in persistent denial, while Allah encompasses them from behind. Meaning they're denying the Qur'an does not make any difference at all. But this is an honored Qur'an, inscribed in a preserved tablet. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الطارق والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب. By the sky and the night comer, meaning the one that comes in the night. And what can make you know what is the night comer? It is the piercing star. There is no soul but that it has over it a protector. So let man observe from what he was created. Just observe your body. What all is inside it? Have you ever studied human anatomy, biology? What happens when you take a course like that? You think maybe I should drop out. There's just too many things to remember, too many complicated words to memorize, too many things that we cannot even understand. This is our body. And what is it that we have come to know of our bodies? Hardly anything. Allah says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقْ You want to be amazed? Just look at your own body. خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقْ He was created from a fluid that was ejected, emerging from between the backbone and the ribs. Indeed, Allah, to return him to life, is able. The day when secrets will be put on trial, then man will have no power or any helper. By the sky which returns rain, and by the earth which cracks open. Indeed, the Qur'an is a decisive statement, and it is not amusement. Indeed, they are planning a plan, but I am planning a plan. So allow time for the disbelievers. Leave them a while. Meaning today in this world, all those who are plotting to defeat and lower and debase the religion of Allah, Allah knows exactly what they're doing, what their plots are, and soon their plots are going to turn against them. Suratul A'la.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sabbih isma rabbikal a'la. الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى.
سورة الأعلى. سورة الأعلى and سورة الغاشية, these are two surahs that the Prophet ﷺ recited very frequently together. In both Eid prayers, the Prophet ﷺ would recite these two surahs. Even in Jumu'ah Salah, the Prophet ﷺ would recite these two surahs. So we should also memorize them and read them in our prayers. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that when the Prophet ﷺ recited the first ayah, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, he would say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. So we should also do the same. سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. O you who listens, exalt the name of your Lord, the Most High. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى, the one who created and proportioned. He created everything, everyone, in a very balanced fashion. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى, and the one who destined and then guided, and the one who brings out the pasture and then makes it black stubble. We will make you recite, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will not forget except what Allah should will, because Allah can do whatever He wants, for He is Allah. Indeed, He knows what is declared and what is hidden. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى, and we will ease you toward ease. Because this deen is all ease. You see, life is not easy. When we think about ease of deen, we think, oh, prayer should be so easy for me, fasting should be so easy for me, I shouldn't feel hungry and thirsty. When I go for qiyam, it should be so easy for me. And since I don't find it easy, it hurts my back, it hurts my legs, I think I'm going to skip tonight. This is what we think ease should be. The thing is that deen is easy in the sense that it is doable. It is practical. It is possible. Yes, there will be challenges. There will be hardships along the way. But remember that life is not free of hardship. Even when you're eating, don't you have to go through the hardship of chewing your food? Don't you have to do that? When you want to dress up, don't you have to go through the hardship of getting your clothes ready and then getting yourself ready? Don't you have to do that? You do. Because this is life. This is dunya. It is Jannah where a person won't even have to put his gold and silver on. It will be put on the people of Jannah. It is Jannah where a person will just wish to have something to drink and the pouring vessel will just appear in his hand. This is Jannah. Right now, where are we? In this world. And what are we preparing for? For Jannah. That is our goal. So remember, وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. Yes, when a person follows the deen, when a person learns the deen, then yes, there is some difficulty, but ultimately there will be ease. Ultimately there will be ease. Because this deen relieves us of the greatest difficulty. And what is that greatest difficulty? Of the akhirah. فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى. So remind, if the reminder should benefit. Because everyone does not benefit from the reminder. Everyone doesn't. Allah says, إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى. If the reminder should benefit. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. So who will benefit? He who fears Allah will be reminded. He will accept. So what is the sign of fearing Allah? What is the sign that a person truly fears Allah? Look at this ayah. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. مَنْ يَخْشَى, the one who fears, what will he do? سَيَذَّكَّرُ. He will take a lesson. He will change himself. He will accept the advice, the reminder. But the wretched one will avoid it. He who will enter and burn in the greatest fire, neither dying therein nor living. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. He has certainly succeeded who purifies himself. You see, every person makes mistakes. But Allah has also opened ways for purification. And it's only our deen that really shows us these ways. That a person, when he adopts this new way of life, he repents from his sins. Whatever mistakes and sins were committed in the past, he abandons them. And then he decides that he's going to obey Allah. This is what? Tazakka. Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. He's successful. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. And he mentions the name of his Lord, and he prays also. Again, dhikr. Remembering Allah. And then he prays also, establishes the prayer. What kind of prayer? Consistent, proper, regular. This is the path to success. Who is successful? These ayat, they show to us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. Firstly, مَنْ تَزَكَّى. تَزْكِيَ. Secondly, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. He does dhikr. He remembers the name of his Lord. And thirdly, فَصَلَّى. He also prays salah. Is it very difficult to do these things? Is it very difficult? Where is the difficulty? It's in the heart. The nafs. Once a person controls that, then success is not difficult. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. But why is it that a person doesn't do these things? What prevents us from dhikr? What prevents us from salah? Allah says, you prefer the worldly life. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. While the hereafter is better and more enduring. How many days will you have fun here? How many days will you mess around for? How many days will you amuse yourself and pleasure yourself? How many times will you cross Allah's limits? Eventually, the angel of death is going to come. We have to go. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Where will we run? Where will we hide when the angel of death comes before us? وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. This life is only for a few days, short-lived. And because of this life, we should not compromise our akhirah. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. Indeed, this is in the former scriptures, the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الغاشية. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية. Has there reached you the report of the overwhelming? The event which will be overwhelming? Which calamity is this? Which disaster is this that will take over the entire creation? It's the day of judgment. Some faces that day will be humbled, working hard and exhausted. Meaning they will appear to be of those people who have been working really, really hard. And they will come exhausted. But where will they end up? They will enter to burn in an intensely hot fire. Coming on the day of judgment tired and exhausted, but being thrown in hellfire. This is why somebody once saw a Christian monk who was working so hard to worship, to practice his monasticism. And this Muslim, when he saw him, he wept, he cried. He said, look at this man, working so hard, but where is he going to end up if he continues like this? Just think about it. Every day, alhamdulillah, we're fasting. And alhamdulillah, we're praying in the night. And alhamdulillah, we're trying really hard. We're trying really hard. What do we want? That at the end, this effort pays off. We don't want to be of those people who go on the day of judgment exhausted, but their efforts are worthless. So here we need to check ourselves, that where are my efforts leading me to? What are my efforts leading me to? Will they be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are they approved by Allah? Are these actions that Allah likes? Or is it that I am just exhausting myself over this world and I'm wasting this precious time that Allah has given me? They will be given drink from a boiling spring. For them there will be no food except from a poisonous thorny plant, which neither nourishes nor avails against hunger. But other faces that day will show pleasure. They will show pleasure. Na'ima, لِسَعِيهَا رَاضِيَةً. With their efforts they are satisfied. Meaning they will also come on the day of judgment with a whole lot of work, with a whole lot of effort. But they will be satisfied and happy with the efforts that they made in their lives. Why? Because those efforts will be accepted by Allah. Here we need to see that really, what deed is it that I am performing with this hope that Allah will like it? That on the day of judgment I can say, I'm happy with what I accomplished. I am happy with what I strove for. Which salah is that? Which Ramadan is that going to be? Which sadaqah is that going to be? Which recitation of Qur'an is that going to be? Visiting the sick or helping and serving people, sacrificing and striving for the deen of Allah, bearing any hardship for the sake of Allah. Which effort is that going to be about which we're going to say, yes, I'm happy with this. لِسَعِيهَا رَاضِيَةً فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ in an elevated garden. لَا تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا لَاغِيَةً wherein they will hear no unsuitable speech. You see, we, especially as women, we spend so much of our time and so much of our energies pleasing others, bringing happiness to other people. Even as girls, unmarried girls, more is expected from them. I mean, this is just how it is. More is expected from them. So, we need to think that we try so hard to please our parents, our husbands, our children, our in-laws, whoever it may be, we try so hard. What am I doing to please my Lord? What am I doing just for Him? That yes, I can say, Ya Allah, I did this for You and only You, not for anybody else. And I worked super hard. I did my best because I wanted You to be happy with me. لِسَعِيهَا رَضِيَةً Such people will be in an elevated garden where you will hear no annoying sound. فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةً Within it is a flowing spring. Within it are couches raised high and cups put in place and cushions lined up and carpets spread around. Then do they not look at the camels, how they are created? And at the sky, how it is raised? And at the mountains, how they are set up? And at the earth, how it is spread out? Look at the ground that you walk upon, that you sit on, that your feet are on. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ So remind, you are only a reminder. You are not over them a controller. However, he who turns away and disbelieves, then Allah will punish him with the greatest punishment. إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ Indeed to us is their return. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ Then indeed upon us is their account. Allah will call us to account. اللَّهُمَّ حَاسِبْنَا حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا سورة الفجر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر By the dawn and by the 10 nights. These are 10 nights, the first 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. And by the even number and the odd, because each night is either odd or even. And in Ramadan especially we pay attention to that. والليل إذا يسر And by the night when it passes. Because eventually, every single night passes. All these things are signs. Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ The night is a sign for them. The passing of each night, what does it show? With each passing night, so many things change. So many things happen. With the change of every date. Some nights, they are spent in the worship of Allah and other nights are spent in غَفْلَة. But each night, as it travels, as it goes, إِذَا يَسْرِ It is a warning for us. A reminder of death. That just as each night passes, each life will also pass away. Each life will also pass away. My life will end, your life will end. هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرِ Is there not in all that an oath sufficient for one of perception? أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Aad, with Iram, who had lofty pillars, the likes of whom had never been created in the land, and with Thamud, who carved out the rocks in the valley, and with Fir'aun, owner of the stakes, all of whom oppressed within the lands, طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ And increased therein the corruption. Meaning all of them were extremely arrogant. So your Lord poured upon them a scourge of punishment. He unleashed on them, poured on them, سَوْطَ عَذَابِ The whip of punishment. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ Indeed your Lord is in observation. He's watching. He's watching us that when our time will end and when we will return to Him. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا And as for man, when his Lord tests him, tries him, and thus is generous to him and favors him, he says, My Lord has honored me. I'm so fortunate. But when he tries him and restricts his provision, he says, My Lord has humiliated me. He gets so upset with Allah, he says, Allah insulted me. He humiliated me by taking away my money, my power. Allah says, Kalla, bal la tukrimuna al-yateem. No, but you do not honor the orphan. You do not treat him with respect. You want to be treated with respect, yet you do not have respect for the weak. And you do not encourage one another to feed the poor. Over here we are being taught the huququl ibad, the rights of the servants of Allah. Who are those people that we need to look out for, that we need to take care of? Yateem, orphans. And then over here, miskeen. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا And you consume inheritance, devouring it altogether. Meaning you take the share of others also. Until today, this is a huge problem in our own families. In our own Muslim families. You don't need to go far to see this crime. It's happening. Every single Muslim population, you will see this. Inheritance is not distributed correctly. And this is a sin. This is injustice. This has a severe consequence. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا And you love wealth with immense love. You are terribly, terribly in love with money. This is why so many sins are committed. Love for what? For money. It's a huge trial and a source of destruction for man also. Because it is due to this money that man becomes so stingy. And it's because of this money that we commit so many sins also. We become selfish. We want it anyway, halal, haram, doesn't matter. Because of it, in order to get it, we hurt other people's feelings. كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا No, when the earth has been leveled, pounded and crushed. Pounded and crushed, then where will your property go? Where will your money go? What will you try to save then? And your Lord has come, and the angels, rank upon rank, and brought within view that day is hell. Hell will be brought so that people can see hell. And hell will be brought by 4,900,000,000 angels. The Prophet ﷺ said, hell will be brought on the Day of Judgment with 70,000 brittles and 70,000 angels dragging each brittle. That day, يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ That day, man will remember. But what good to him will be the remembrance? Meaning after seeing the punishment, what's the point? What's the use? Everyone is willing to accept at gunpoint. So what's the point of accepting at that time? Intelligent one is he who understands now. He takes a lesson now. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي He will say, Oh, I wish I had sent ahead some good for my life. Because that is where real life is. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٍ So on that day, none will punish as severely as his punishment. And none will bind as severely as his binding of the evildoers. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ On the other hand, to the righteous it will be said, Oh, reassured soul, ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية Return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to Him. You are happy with Allah. Allah is happy with you. فادخلي في عبادي Enter among my righteous servants. وادخلي جنتي And enter my paradise. Here, the death of a content soul is described. That how smoothly the soul departs and how nicely it is welcomed on the other side. Why? Because this is the day that this soul had been preparing for. This is the day that this soul, this person, had been waiting for. That this person was worried about all life long. About that moment of death. The Prophet ﷺ said, When the time of a believer's departure from this world draws near, then angels descend to him from the sky, whose faces are as bright as if they were the sun. They bring with them the shroud of Jannah and its fragrance also. They sit at the distance of his vision's extent. Then the angel of death comes and sits by his head and says, O satisfied soul, O happy person, come to Allah's forgiveness and pleasure. It's time, let's go. So his soul exits the body like a water drop drips out of a vessel, and the angel of death receives it. But in less than the blink of an eye, the other angels take the soul and cover him in the shroud and apply fragrance on him, which they have brought. And such fragrance emanates from his body like a whiff of musk fragrance smelled on earth. They take his soul and ascend up to the heavens. But this is all for the soul that is mutma'inna, the one who has itma'inan, tama'nina, the one who is pleased with Allah as Rabb. Raditu billahi rabba. Raditu, raditu. And when dealing with any problems in life, finding contentment in what? In the dhikr of Allah. Because ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. This is why, do not leave Allah's dhikr in any state.